I don't believe in God, but I don't totally discount that an entity beyond our comprehension or understanding might exist. For instance, I like the way nuclear fusion would have been incomprehensible to a caveman. Can't there be something like that to us? You got to distinguish unknown and beyond our understanding. Beyond our understanding would mean we can't connect it to anything we know. It's non-rational. It can't be processed by our mental mechanism. It's non-logical. Obviously, then we can't understand. We can understand only the motives of the people who say those things. But something which you define as intrinsically irrational can't be understood because such a phenomenon can't actually exist. Now, the caveman certainly can't comprehend nuclear fusion, but for that very reason, it never comes up in his life. He doesn't go around thinking, well, maybe there is nuclear fusion, but I can't understand it yet. He can't even conceive of it. At the point when you can conceive of it, and that means find a basis in reality that make the issue a possibility, at that point, you start understanding it. Until that point, it's entirely arbitrary. You've got to go strictly by evidence. You can never say something is possible, except if you tie that possibility to reality. Now, here I refer you to Opar. There's many things that are unknown, but when you talk about something analogous to a God, you're not talking about the unknown, you're talking about the mystical, and that is out by its nature. You read my chapter on that in Opar.